All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio. And we are very happy to have Hellchild on our program, who is actually going to be a performer for the 2022 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So Hellchild is a comic impersonator, a poet, and internationally exhibited visual artist. And then she is back with another show at the Melbourne 2022 International Film Festival, featuring two outrageously funny characters that somehow don't seem out of place in Australia today. So good morning. Helen.
Hi, Jacob.
All right. So the first question I just want to kind of ask is, can you tell us a bit about your show, and I guess maybe kind of for our listeners, which will be kind of interest, can you tell us about some of the politics and some of the issues you're responding to with your show? So yeah, go away.
Okay, well, in the show, as with last year, I'm playing a blow-up sex doll who is running away to win her freedom and liberate all sex toys from bondage. So she's a sex toy liberationist, and she's leading a movement because, really, she is one of the ultimate slaves, and her boss is a billionaire, a mining billionaire called Clive Parmigiana. And Clive wants her back. He can't live without her. And he'll do anything to get her. So she's going to avoid Clive while she's doing her show, because he's going to gate crash the show. So that gives you an idea about the politics. He also likes to give his tips on being a billionaire and a few other insights. And so, as well as that, Dolly is also fighting to save the world from all the billionaires and the way they're wasting money on sending giant dicks into outer space. And these dicks are very dangerous, There's dicks of all kinds. Yeah, Dolly's basically a saviour for our modern age.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going into kind of next question. I mean, I want to kind of hear from you, because with this show, you're obviously going to be in character, and you're going to kind of be impersonating, a number of these and making fun of, a number of kind of political kind of figures in this. And I guess I want to sort of hear your words as a comedian, the kind of value of political satire, especially in terms of, the uncertain political times we live in right now.
Well, one thing that with political satire that I always found, because I use it a lot when I've done rallies, especially in WA, is that a lot of people are very upset, a lot of people are very angry, but when they see a satirical version of the character that they are upset at, it actually makes them very happy, because they can laugh at that character, and it makes that character less frightening. But there's nothing more humiliating than being laughed at. So, I've actually stood face to face with Colin Barnett as Colin Barnett, and it was very humiliating. It seemed like he felt pretty humiliated, and everybody was laughing.
And because one of the kind of things about kind of political satire is that you are often poking you're often poking the joke at the kind of rich and powerful, and often the kind of rich and powerful that in terms of the characters that you're kind of parodying, they're often kind of like separated kind of from society. They're often not used to they're often not used to being made accountable to kind of ordinary kind of people, because often often ordinary people have so little kind of access to them. And so I guess that kind of I want to sort of hear some of your comments, on what are some of the other recent events that have kind of inspired some of your comedy?
Oh, look, there's just so many. And they're still unfolding as we talk, I suppose, the waste of money that and the way that people have profited off all the disasters that have happened in the last few years. not to mention the disaster of war. And all these, you know, billionaires are just getting richer and richer, and they're more richer now with the disasters that are happening than they were before. So it's real disaster-tunity, you know? And our whole society is geared around this. So I guess, and to me, a lot of the characters I portray, whether they're political or not, in some cases they're not. Like, I've got a pirate character who's... they're all basically... They're sociopaths. They cannot see that what they're doing is... basically psychopaths. They can't see that there's anything wrong with the way this, with their selfishness, you know? So, and I love exploring that because there can be a lot of depth to it and twist.
Well, I guess the kind of most kind of important question, you've kind of given a kind of good kind of background to your show. And I guess probably the most important sort of question, especially for our listeners, is, can you tell us about when you are performing and, I guess, details of, you know, the venue and everything?
All right. Well, it's, for a start, it's for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, not Film Festival. I think you said Film Festival before. So
yeah, might have made a mistake. Sorry about that.
So the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's called Dolly the Blow-Up Love Doll and the Dicks of Doom. And it's starring me, Hellchild, which is Hell single L, C-H-I-L-D. And I guess there's going to be lots of stand-up belly laughs, at least one tasteless country song, and lots of embarrassing surprises. And it's on from 6:45 to 7:30 for three nights, the 8th, the 10th, and the 16th. That's Friday, April 8th. Sunday, April 10th, and Saturday, April 16th, at Club Voltaire, which is in North Melbourne, on Raglan Street. Which is like almost like an alleyway, really, more than a street, but it's a street. And it's a really cool little old theatre, and you go upstairs into it. And unfortunately, there's no wheelchair access, but... if you like climbing stairs, it's not a problem. And it's a very cool little theatre. It supports a lot of independent artists. So I'm going with that one. So I think that's all you need to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Helen, or Hellchild. And I guess I want to see, we're running a bit out of time now, but I guess I'll give you a kind of opportunity for any kind of final comments that you might like to make about your show. And I guess maybe see it as an opportunity to kind of like, you know, encourage our listeners to attend your show, like give it a bit of a sell, although you've already sold it quite well already in terms of how you answered the guests the first few questions in the interview.
Yeah, well, look, Dolly's very excited to be heading her new show. In fact, she's all pumped up and she's ready for action. I think Clive wants to say a couple of words. Hang on. Oh, g'day, mate. G'day, Jacob. Look, I've lost the love of my life, you know? Money can't buy that, even though I did buy Dolly from an adult store. You know, but, I would do anything to get it back. You know, there's nothing I want more except a frack WA. If I could do that, I wouldn't need Dolly. I'd become a gas giant. You know, but you're going to have to put up with me at the show. All right, Clive, get up. Here we are.
Well, that was a good preview, I think, of what our listeners will get to experience if they get to attend one of your shows. Which I guess, just to repeat the dates for Hellchild, is going to be on April 8th on a Friday night, 6:45 to 7:30 p.m. at the Club Voltaire. And April 10 and then April 16th, or at the same venue, and you can book it tickets as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival booking site. So, yeah, thank you very much, Hellchild.
Thank you, Jacob. Cheers.
All right.